Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studio is Mark Montoya. How are you this morning, Mark?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am so good. Mark, you are with the Postal Service, and I'm really excited to have you in the studios because every single year, you guys do this huge, huge food drive, and we need to let everyone know about it. It's coming up, and we always try our best to let everybody know and get them informed, and this is the best way we know.
Yes, it's coming up this next Saturday on May the 13th. It's the National Association of Letter Carrier Food Drive. It's the biggest food drive held across the nation, so every state participates, including Puerto Rico, Guam, and D.C. and the Virgin Islands. So
wow.
Over 175,000 letter carriers across the nation are picking up food from your house and by your mailboxes, and it's just a great way to stock the food bank again after the winter season. You know, there's a lot of food drives held for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then people kind of forget about the food bank after that. So that's why we choose to do it around this time of the year, in hopes that it will help them get through the summer months when school's out and not as many food drives are being done for the food banks.
And you know, it's kind of a double whammy, because not only is it the time of year, like you mentioned, that kind of you kind of forget about the food bank, but we're also doing some spring cleaning. We want to clean out our pantries. We want to clean out our cupboards, get everything ready to go for summer. So it's a great way to do that, to kick it off.
Yeah, if you have food sitting in your pantry, like she said, and you're not going to use it or you don't like it or whatever, pass it on to somebody that can use it, you know. And we're asking for non-perishable food items, pastas, canned meats, soups. They're really big on pushing peanut butter because the kids like it too, and adults like it too. So, and it's a very actually healthy and nutritious meal just to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So,
right. Well, Mark, I think that this is such a really great way to do a food drive. Now, anytime I've ever seen one, the only time I ever participate in food drives is if there is a drop-off location at the store that I'm leaving. I'll see it when I go in, so I'll pick up a few extra things and drop it in before I go. This, I don't have to do anything except for put it out by my mailbox.
Put it out by your mailbox. If you live in a rural area where your mailbox is not by your house, make sure you put it out by the mailbox, because that's where we'll see it. So next Wednesday, we will be delivering these bright blue bags. This year we got colored bags, so they're more visible, and hopefully they're more eye appealing to the people, so that it helps them remember to participate. And they're along with a postcard with the information on there, and it tells you just to put it right by your mailbox, and that way we can see it and we'll pick it up and give it to the food drive. And all of the food is always that's collected stays here locally. It goes to the Carbon County Food Bank.
So it's a really great way to not only help out your community, but make sure that these shelves are stocked at the food bank. Because like you mentioned, Mark, as soon as November and December roll around, food is flying off the shelves.
Yeah, and the statistics say there's over 50 million people across the nation that go hungry. And those are the elderly and kids and, you know, veterans out there. And we want to make sure that they have food so that they can have something to eat. Especially, like I said, through the summer months, you know, school's not in session. So there's a lot of children that go unfed and they go hungry. So this is a great way to help out with that cause.
You know, it's really crazy to think, and it's something that a lot of us don't really realize, but there are many children just in Carbon County that when they're not in school over the weekend, over holiday breaks, over summer vacation, they're not eating properly.
Yeah, they're not eating properly. And so the place that they can turn to is the food bank, and so that they can get the nutrition that they need.
Well, Mark, this is coming up on the 13th. So coming up in just a few days, next week, we're going to be receiving those blue bags. And then on the 13th, that is the day that carriers will be picking up all of the non-perishable food items.
Yes, on Saturday the 13th. If you happen to be going out of town and you're worried about it, you can put it out Friday. We'll pick it up still. But yeah, Saturday is the main day. And we've got a goal. We're going to try and do 10,000. 2 years ago, we reached 10,200 pounds. Last year, it kind of scaled back to about 7,700. But this is a very generous community, and I know we can do the 10,000 again. And you just be proud of yourselves. We beat areas like Provo and Tooele,
wow,
which is amazing, but that shows the generosity of Carbon County, and I know we can do the 10,000 pounds again.
Absolutely. Even if every single person just put out a few items, absolutely, we could reach that 10,000.
Yep, every little bit helps.
All right, so it's taking place on Saturday, May 13th. Make sure to fill up the bag. And you know what? If you lose your blue bag, fill up a different bag. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Get your own. We don't care. It doesn't have to be the blue bag. If by chance you don't get one, just use one of your own.
Right. Use a bag. Doesn't matter what it is. fill it up with non-perishable food items, even if it's just one or two items. That will make a huge difference. Place it out by your mailbox, and on Saturday the 13th, all the carriers will be picking them up. And like you mentioned, Mark, so me, for instance, I don't have a mailbox in front of my house. I've got a huge set of boxes clear down at the end of the road. That's where I put it.
That's where you put it. Yep. That's where you, wherever the letter carrier goes to deliver your mail, that's where you want to put the food, and we'll see it.
All right. Well, Castle Country, you've been called out. 10,000 pounds is the goal, and I know that we can do it. Like I said, if everyone just puts out a little bit, absolutely, we can reach that goal. Mark, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
That's it. Just every little bit helps. I just want to stress that. So if you can, like, one or two cans, that's great.
All right. Well, Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to get you in the studios. And don't forget, Stamp Out Hunger. It is coming up on Saturday the 13th. Watch for the blue bag in your mailbox. And if you don't happen to get one, or maybe you lose it from then until now, make sure to just use any bag that you've got around your house. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and that has been another Castle Country Focus. Mark Montoya with the National Association of Letter Carriers. It's the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive.